So if you look at the elements of national power of all these 193 countries, it comes down to two world powers right now, China and the United States. So what did China just do without firing a single normal shot, if you will? Obviously, clot shots they did. They basically took over all of our institutions over the last several years.
And the Pentagon followed what was good for them, treason.
Right. And the reason why they were able to do that is because their ambassador to the United States is currently sitting in our White House and defiling it. And his name is pronounced Joseph Robinette Gieden, along with his we've seen this, Joseph Biden, right? His son's laptop. Everything shows all the financial transactions.
Well, he says, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence.
Absolutely. Where's Congress? We have January 3rd is when we had our 118 Congress swearing in. Kevin McCarthy has been a speaker now for 10 days. What's going on? Done absolutely nothing, Alex. We need to be declaring war on China, exposing all of this. They're still deliberating on who's going to be on committees. Meanwhile, they're eating our lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Well, Ivan Raiklin is in studio with us, a very interesting guy, former Green Beret, lawyer, works at the Defense Intelligence Agency, and was all over trying to stop the stolen election in 2000, and he definitely knows where all the bodies are buried.
2020.
You what?
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Absolutely. What year did I say?
2000.
Oh, yeah, 2020.
What's all, up, Alex?
It all blurs.
Give me a fist bump, my man.
It all blurs Violet. Together. So there's a bunch of big topics to get here. To lay out, but watching them use psyops and watching them use tools that they don't even use overseas because they're so dangerous against the American people, how would you, as a former Defense Intelligence Agency guy and a lawyer that worked with Trump and so much that's been investigated and attacked by the deep state who saw the 2020 election theft, the last election theft 3 months ago, how would you describe the state of the world right now? And these admissions, which I don't just go off the admissions, I know it's true. The whole globalist agenda is in trouble. They have 95% negative comments everywhere, even on their own sites, against them. They're in full panic mode at the whole globalist New World Order level. What do you make of the position and the time we're in right now as a culture, as a humanity on this planet, as Americans? What's your briefing to the American people?
I know people won't agree with me on this, but they're on the ropes. And the reason why they're on the ropes is because, check this out. They try to do absolutely everything. Censor us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the different social media platforms. They own 90%+ of the media. And then they deplatformed, unplatformed everybody amidst all of that. And the weaponization of the FBI, DOJ, DHS, DOD even. I'll talk about that hopefully. They used all stops and then they still couldn't stop us. And now we're pushing back and we have these new committees. We won the House, even though it was a pink trickle that was managed between Nancy Pelosi, between Nancy and Kevin McCarthy. But bottom line, amidst all of the lawlessness that they committed, Alex Jones, InfoWars, and some of the other patriots out there broke through all of that and people gravitate to the truth. And that's why I'm here. I barely got here, Alex. Because guess what? When I fly on the airlines, TSA does what's called a Fourth Amendment rape on me every single time I travel. And why is that? DHS Mayorkas needs to be impeached for that. Hopefully we're going to get to Marjorie Taylor Greene to get her another article of impeachment against Mayorkas. But bottom line, they slowed me down. I almost missed my flight to get down here to be on this episode.
Massive harassment because they're scared of you. So from your training, your history around the world, watching this done to America, I totally agree with you. We're not up here trying to sugarcoat this, but people need to know the whole New World Order agenda is scared. They're in trouble. So when you define the fact that they're on the ropes, I agree with you. But what comes out of that and how do we now press the attack?
Oh, so just like in war, when you got the enemy on the ropes, you have to push, 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 continue to push. So luckily we have these new committees that were just established. In terms of foreign push, we're going to have to beef up the CCP committee that's headed up by Mike Gallagher, Congressman Gallagher. I don't know how much jurisdiction and capability he's going to have, but I think we need to highlight and demand that I want at the end of this whole CCP committee, in the next few weeks even, there needs to be a declaration of war on the Chinese.
I was about to say, you read my mind. We're at war with China. We need the declaration.
Absolutely. We need to.
And it's asymmetrical. It's fifth generation. Explain that.
Absolutely. What they did over the last three
years. What I love is we're synced up. This is, go ahead.
100% full stop. I'm probably more aggressive than you, Alex. Seriously. So check this out. CCP committee needs to go ahead and showcase for the whole
world. Tell Congress. Look at the camera for
what they did from the CCP-19 bioweapon that was released. By the way, the minority viewpoint of the Director of National Intelligence Assessment about the origins of COVID, the Wuhan flu, the Kung flu, whatever you want to call it, the minority view talked about how it was from a lab leak, and potentially, I think there was one or two analysts that mentioned that it could possibly be an intentional lab release. Well, guess what? That hypothesis is more and more prevalent in the conversations. So we need to go after the CCP for releasing that bioweapon, right? And then we need to basically take a look at what are they doing within our institutions, within those three that I talked about, DOD, DOJ. Where was the, what was the first institution that mandated the EUA clot shots? It was the Department of Defense. So if you're China and you're trying to destroy the United States, the most trusted and capable and funded institution within our entire system is the DOD.
And China won't take the shots, but through their media, they supported the Defense Department doing that, which again shows it's a globalist interloper pro-CCP bloc that controls Biden and Hunter, and now we're about to take them out.
These members of Congress need to wake up. A lot of these folks that are on the right that have an R by their name, let's face it, they all probably accepted the, you know, the bodily mutilation through the injection, right? And unfortunately, they did that because they were duped by your faux newses of the world, by all the media. But we need to now educate them and say, you know what? You were duped. You need to now
stay right there, because folks, we'll go a little bit in the next hour. This is very important. I want to explain something. It's separation of powers, and not just the three branches of government and the federal and state government. There's different separations in the power elites, and there's a real shift now to actually stop China. And that's why their operatives like Schwab are so scared. We'll be right back.
Democrats voting for it.
That's right. So the world is at a major reshuffling point. A lot of deals were made with China to sell the U.S. worker out. Trillions of dollars were made by middlemen, special interests that Trump exposed and we exposed. But now folks understand that the Democratic Party particularly is a subsidiary of the Chi-Coms. They're playing a very sophisticated triple game where they make it all about Russia and then act like China's allied with Russia, but they've always been at loggerheads. And if you go back to the whole history of that, there's always been back channels going on. But Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst, lawyer, Green Beret, you've been around the world. You've seen this. You've had a great analysis of what's happening. You got a bunch of other issues you want to hit, but I don't think people can underanalyze or underestimate the fact that you can look at the weather vane and see that even the elites that are in America aren't consolidated. And things are shifting towards, why are we going to cut the power off? Why are we going to collapse and let China have all the energy? And so there's a shift away from China for real. It's not going to be the Chinese century. They are going to collapse in the next 10 years. And there could be actually a revolution there, and we could free China. But we are at war with China with cyber attacks and fentanyl. And I was about to say, we're at war with China when you said Congress needs to. I was about to say, we're at war with China. I don't want war with China. We're at war with China. So elaborate on that.
Yeah, so for those people that still think that this show is tinfoil hatted, here's where I'm going to stop that nonsense as it relates to China. 193 countries out there. Five are on the UN Permanent Security Council. China's one of them. United States, the other one, right? So if you look at the elements of national power of all these 193 countries, it comes down to two world powers right now, China and the United States. So what did China just do without firing a single normal shot, if you will? Obviously, clot shots they did. They basically took over all of our institutions over the last several years.
And the Pentagon followed what was good for them, treason.
Right. And the reason why they were able to do that is because their brand, their ambassador to the United States is currently sitting in our White House and defiling it. And his name is pronounced Joseph Robinette Zhiden, along with his we've seen this, Joseph Biden, right? His son's laptop. Everything shows all the financial transactions.
Well, he says, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence.
Absolutely. Where is Congress? We have January 3rd is when we had our 118 Congress swearing in. Kevin McCarthy has been a speaker now for 10 days. What's going on? Done absolutely nothing, Alex. We need to be declaring war on China, exposing all of this. They're still deliberating on who's going to be on committees. Meanwhile, they're eating our lunch, breakfast, and dinner because they've captured our
executive branch. Do you think Lloyd Austin completely even knows what he's part of?
It has to be complicity at this point. It has to be. And then I think in some components at the global scale that we just talked about, there's that component.
Well, they argue it's a back channel and we're surveilling them, but we're not surveilling them if they're running us.
Exactly. It's a dual sort of loyalty of the executive branch leadership is loyal to the Chinese Communist Party and to Big Pharma.
And I remember about 2 years ago, the deputy of the CCP came out. I have trouble pronouncing the name. And he said, we've talked to the wise men that run America. And don't worry, we're going to get rid of Trump. And then I saw Munger and what's his name? Berkshire Hathaway, founder and owner, sitting there saying, yeah, we met with the Chinese. Don't worry, we're going to do all this. I mean, it's a bunch of old elitists that sold us out to China who just think we're going to go along with this. And it Warren Buffett. It's not going to happen.
I was thinking Lincoln, Nebraska, then Warren Buffett. Yeah.
So how do you, because if things are swinging towards kicking the Chinese out, the Chinese communists, how are they going to respond?
So this is, I think the way that you do it is essentially Congress, you know, other than declaring war, you also have to put a resolution, that a joint resolution.
Now let's be clear. It's like Trump said with the New World Order and all this. We're already at war with the globalists, so we're not going to go bomb them. We're just saying we're at war. It's being honest.
We're at war, and now we're going to do the following things. Economically, the trade deficit with China, that no longer exists. And actually, we flip it. China now owes the world $100 billion, right? Or even, actually, excuse me, $100 trillion, based on what they just decimated the entire world's economy. Here's the problem, Alex. We have, in order for big business, big pharma, big sports leagues, big tech, big media to be able to access the Chinese Communist Party's market of 1.4 plus billion people, they have to play by China's rules. And that's the negotiation going on at the big picture level globally. So if you're Mark Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, name the CEO. Hey, you want access and sell your product? Hey, NBA, you want to sell your merch to China? Well, you have to do the following. You have to destroy your country from within. Make sure that your people are kneeling, when the flag is coming out at the beginning of the.
Well, yeah, remember, four years ago, it came out in Reuters that China gets all the code keys to Google and to Apple, and to be there, they have to do it. And they said to our devices, China has been given access to everything.
Yuri Bezmenov is the best reference that I have to mention here. Everybody needs to understand and take a look at, in 1982, I believe it was, a video came out of a KGB defector that explained how the KGB ran operations in the United States and in the West to destroy a country using ideological subversion. And that is exactly what China is now doing at a level 100 to 1,000x what Yuri Bezmenov talked about that the Soviet Union was doing to us in the 60s and beyond. And they're taking that model, taking what the lessons learned from China, from Russia, and now applying it to the West. And that's what we're seeing.
And so China is now blackmailing the Democrats. They don't even have to pay them anymore. How do we extricate ourselves from this?
So we extricate ourselves, but it's a difficult task. We have to decouple our industries from China. That's for one.
But that's happening with the chips and everything.
Every single industry, unfortunately.
But that's good news. Why do you think the U.S. elites are finally saying, okay, we can't deal with China? Because China's trying to be the boss?
I mean, China, I would argue that January 6th of 2021, it essentially became the world's superpower, placating us in three of the four elements of national power. And then when they implemented the clot shot, now they're our national security. I mean, people like myself and others that are absolute alpha warriors are leaving the military in droves because they don't want anything to do with this wokeism, the clot shot mandate, nothing. And so,
which was a direct plan to debilitate the military.
Yeah, it has to be.
So how do we counter that?
No explanation for it.
But as you said, they're more and more on the ropes. So where's the split?
I think the way we have to win this is in the information landscape. We have to educate those that are the rhino lights, that this is going on. And I think we're winning in that. And then we start to move to say, hey, this is not a left and right thing. This is a survival of a nation. If you want to be, a lot of people are coming to our side when they say, when they see the censorship, finally, the Twitter files releases, when people see that are left of center, they're starting to come over to us.
And we're going
to
talk about that next segment, who you think Elon Musk is. But we showed a graphic 2 days ago. The crew's great at finding stuff really quick. But it showed energy cutoffs in Europe and the U.S. the last 2 years, and China with carbon is going straight up. I mean, that's a strategic issue. If we don't have energy, we can't compete. I mean, that to me, that's issue one is in the quote green garbage, it's all made up, and turn the energy spigot on.
I mean, we have, exactly. We just have to open things up.
It's how you kill inflation. It's how you
natural resources all throughout the United States. We have plenty to go around. We've been exporting for how many years? But then it's shut down because guess what? Xi Jinping is doing China's bidding over there in the White House. We have to extricate him. And I think there's a mechanism.
Instead of Biden, he's Zhiden.
I pronounce it Zhiden. It should be. I mean, he's basically earned the title of Chinese Communist Party ambassador to the United States. Every single policy he's promulgated from day one is in support of China and totally against the U.S.
All right, let's get into the censorship and Nuremberg 2.0 straight ahead with Ivan Raiklin. Powerful information. We'll talk about election fraud and more. Stay with us.
At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
There it is, out in the open. You know, you know who he's talking about? You know who has a negative and confrontational attitude? Okay, those that are critical against the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. You want to know who Klaus Schwab is talking about? The man that people claim doesn't exist, the man that the deep state and the shadow government claim isn't real, that these people aren't out there in Switzerland meeting together talking about how they're going to oppose people that oppose their agendas, that are satanic, that are tyrannical, that want to shut down the free world and shut down free humanity and their freedoms. He's talking about you, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about Alex Jones. He's talking about InfoWars. He's talking about band.video. He's talking about the free world. He's talking about the United States of America. He's talking about anybody that opposes everything that these people stand for, which is Satanism, Luciferianism, and ultimate tyranny, not only in the real world, but they want to take it into a VR, AR world as well because they want to control your mind. What he is talking about is opposing everything that you love, everything that you stand for, everything that you've ever known, because they're envisioning a new world where it's controlled by these global elites, where it's a virtual reality matrix, where you will own nothing and be happy, and you will just absolutely accept everything they shove down your mouth. What Klaus Schwab says out in the open is what he means. A lot of people take a look at that guy and say, oh, he's just an old man that wants to, you know, not be a boomer and be an old wineskin that wants to get with the times and move us into the future. Yeah, but with a tyrannical agenda that wants to impose literal slavery upon humanity, and he says it out in the open that we need to overcome those that are critical against us, that have a negative mindset against us. This is the war you're in. Every single one of us watching right now are in this info war. Every single one of us are engaged. Every single one of us, we are all John Connor. We are all facing Skynet. We are all facing the AI takeover. We are all facing the technocracy. We are all facing the censorship. We are all facing these things that are opposing humanity. And InfoWars.com, band.video, InfoWarsStore.com is literally the tip of the spear, and out front and center, that is why they are so banned. That is why they get demonized and slandered everywhere you look in the media. You want to know why? Because Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all of these global elites know exactly what this network stands for, and it is to stand against them and their tyranny. This is exactly why we need to support free speech systems, because if we don't have this, if we don't have an alternative economy, if we don't have alternative media that is standing alone, standing their ground, we will get defeated by Skynet. We will get defeated by the New World Order. And thank God people are waking up to the reality because of clips like this, that these people are A, in existence, B, homicidal tyrannical maniacs, and C, they literally are opposing the free world and free humanity. This is why we need to support InfoWars, because this is everything we stand for. It's bigger than Alex Jones. It's bigger than InfoWars. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. This is about free humanity. This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
Well, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst and lawyer and Green Beret and patriot, Ivan Raiklin is our guest. And I cannot quantify for listeners how real what he's saying is. It's so real. And the globalists have almost got this country where they want it. But now a lot of people in government, corporations, and academia are going, whoa, this is really bad. So there's kind of a come to Jesus moment right now before we really become slaves. And the globalists are being exposed. Their agenda's in trouble, but they're still in power. So continuing, I'm going to go ahead and just give you the floor here and talk about Nuremberg 2.0, CCP, pharma, Fauci, Pence, big tech, the censorship, all of it vindicating what we've said. And then what is Congress going to do about that with the government weaponized against the people?
You mentioned Pence. I got to talk about Pence real quick and how he fits in this entire scheme of things. A lot of people don't look at Mike Pence, and all roads lead to Mike Pence as it relates to all the, during the first term during President Trump, all the friction and everything he was not able
getting
to
get rid of Flynn.
It was specifically because of Pence. The very first thing that he did was getting rid of Flynn, right? In order for Flynn not to expose what was going on with the Crossfire Hurricane, the illegal spying. Remember, Alex, 2001 to 2013, Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI. First 8 years, it was George Bush and Cheney as vice president. During that time, it was newly minted congressman from Indiana, Mike Pence, 2001, he's sworn in. 10 of those 12 years, he's on House Judiciary, providing oversight with his staff of the FBI and DOJ. Meanwhile, they're developing relationships that he then reignites to be able to provide the top cover necessary for James Comey to do the whole Crossfire Hurricane. That's literally what happened. And since then, he's been providing the cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. And then he becomes the CCP-19 task force lead and then provides and doles out all the contracts along with Jared Kushner to the governors of New Hampshire, Sununu, of Georgia Kemp, of Arizona, Ducey, and then you got Ohio DeWine. All these Republican governors did the shutdowns as well. And that's because it was at the advice and essentially facilitation of Mike Pence. And I argue that it was all done in order to eject President Trump. And then
Pence led the COVID response.
Right, exactly. And then Pence would get the presidency in 2024, which they promised him probably. That's it. He's involved in the whole operation. And has he been investigated? Have they asked him a question? Has he been hassled? Has even Fox News questioned him? No, because Paul Ryan is providing top cover for him.
No, he's untouchable. He's totally protected.
Totally protected. Well, he's not protected for me. I'm the guy that basically has dedicated the last 2 years plus, actually 7 years, to research and investigate him. And that's why I suspect the DHS, he may have been the one that put me on the DHS little secondary screening list, because I've been totally exposing him, not only because of that going back to 2016, but also exposing him for his not allowing for a quorum on January 6th when they gaveled in to have the joint session. Remember?
Yeah.
He only allowed 11 members of Democrats and Republicans in the House, as well as the Senate, to be on the House floor to conduct the joint session.
So let's be over.
I argue that we need to have a redo of the joint session with the new House. And then we got 28 states that are Republican, 22 that are Democrat, and we can have a contingent election like that on Friday and then reinstate Trump. Let's go.
Let's be forward-looking here. Knowing what the globalists are up to, and I agree with you, but they are telegraphing that cyber attacks are imminent. I mean, how are they going to get themselves out of the pickle they're in?
Well, they're doing it. They're trying to have this meeting in Davos. They're trying to figure out a strategy in order to be able to push back. They're trying to crush you. You think that the people behind the lawsuits that have been against you are just locals that are angry at you?
Oh, no, they admit it's all a big Democrat PR firm.
It's a big play. I mean, you're big. You're global. Everybody listens to this show, and they know that, and they have to crush people that are going. You're the original deep state marauder, by the way, Alex. I love that about you. And so
what's deep state marauder mean?
Marauder means somebody, it's a pirate that goes in and pillages, right? So deep state marauder by extension means an individual that goes into the deep state and shines the light and absolutely obliterates them through exposure. You've been doing that for decades. I'm just jumping into the game now that I retired. So I'm happy to row in the same direction.
Well, no, but I can tell you, I don't want to underestimate it, but the numbers show it. And I use examples of, like, you'll go to a video with 5 million views and there's like 300,000 comments and all of them are against the New World Order. Everybody gets it. They've lost.
Yeah, the public. Those aren't chatbots.
Yeah, those aren't chatbots.
Those are real comments.
Yeah, so.
And they're the ones that are creating these.
And they admit it. So why would they go to their meeting and admit they're in trouble and say they've got to censor us and shut us down? They said specifically they're losing. And then they are. They're hitting the panic button. So what does that mean? Why would they even admit they're losing? They're not even that sophisticated. They had so much power so long.
They thought they could win it because they had the FBI with Chris Wray over there, right, in Davos, in order to be able to use their platform to censor censor Twitter and Facebook, etc. LinkedIn, I was censored on all three of those as well. Bottom line is that because they censored so hard, so fast, there was the creation of Getter, Truth, of Telegram,
Rumble,
all these different platforms that came out. And a lot of people are congregating on those and expressing their First Amendment. And they have to counter that somehow.
If they were smart, they'd back off. But they just can't help it. I'm really worried what's going
to
happen.
They're going to back off by us escalating, and they're going to continue to back off. That is the only way we do it. We have to.
How do we escalate?
We can. Everybody needs to create truthful content. We need to match all the content that's being pushed.
Explain that. You're talking about force multiplication. Explain that.
We absolutely have to. So let's take a look. Yeah, Rumble's on the uptick. The Truth and Getter and all these other ones are on the uptick. We have to match the number of compelling content that is out there. And in order to match Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. Once we do that, and then there's more compelling content on our platforms, then people are going to naturally move off of those scumbag commie.
And it's happening. I'm seeing Rumble ads.
That's how we gain momentum.
I'm seeing Rumble ads on Fox News and the NFL.
Really?
No.
I don't watch the NFL anymore.
Well, I monitor it, and the point is, it's exploding. I know a bunch of Rumble talk show hosts that have millions of viewers a day now from nowhere.
No, so I'm launching my show. I mean, I'm not just talking for everybody else to do it. I'm launching my show. I'm doing a daily 30-minute.
And I want to explain to the average listener that maybe starts a YouTube or a Getter or I say be on the enemy platforms and your own and push things to the other one. If you have 100 viewers, that's an amazing event. The elite sends their people. Right. Don't think like, oh, Jones is getting hundreds of millions of views or Joe Rogan is, so I'm not going to. No. It's all of you, the millions of you reaching thousands apiece.
Pick one niche. Just like all these channels on the other comedy platforms. They're like, oh, we're going to do an unboxing. Well, guess what? A lot of that stuff doesn't exist on Rumble. Why don't you create compelling content that's already out there?
Cover boxing and then slip stuff in.
And then slip stuff in that's conservative.
And the AI patriotic. Won't even see it.
And guess what? No, I'm talking about on Rumble.
But I agree. But do it on YouTube too, because I'm telling you, they don't see it. You can beat AI by like what you said.
My argument's more pure. I disagree. A lot of people use the argument that you still have to be on those platforms. I'm taking the more purist angle that if you create content only on one platform that it doesn't exist elsewhere, it forces people to come to your platform with more content. Just like here, you're not on any platform, Alex. Everybody still comes here because they know the brand that they're going to be getting.
But that's because we were already there. I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is, it's like Joe Rogan does on YouTube. He puts little clips out there and pushes them to Spotify. So what I'm saying is, those are ambassadors to the main thing. I agree. The main thing is one place, but you have ambassadors to bring in.
To subvert the original platform, Tommy platform, and then get them off. Some of my episodes that I
mean, the enemy doesn't want us on those for a reason.
Right. Because
I say we take their territory.
It'd be nice. I mean, we know where they're located.
And so, you know what I mean? We take it when we... Like, they're not even that sophisticated. Like, I could sit here and sit in my office for 5 minutes and think up a plan of something I'm going to say that's going to bait them, that then takes them to what I'm... And it's so they're easy to beat, actually. Just people don't try it.
Yeah, anything that comes out of your mouth, it literally trends on Twitter. You haven't been on Twitter for years.
That's the listeners.
That's how much they watch you. That's how many listeners you have. And you're telling me to continue to look at the camera, so I got to do it, fellas and ladies out there. Bottom line is, this is how we win this war. Number one strategy is to information dissemination of the truth. Just bombard them. They cancel you. They censor you. It doesn't matter. We have platforms now.
And that's the key. China and places never had freedom. They didn't have this skeleton. We still have the skeleton.
We have an infrastructure. It's massive. It's growing by the day.
Absolutely. We are winning. And I don't just say that to pump you up, folks. We are winning. The enemy knows that we're going to come back.
Yeah, look at compared to two years ago. We were almost dead.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back.
Mr. Speaker, today we're putting the deep state on notice. We're coming for you.
All right. I was going to keep Ivan with us a little bit the next hour, but I forgot. I'm on Drew Hernandez's show with Charlie Kirk coming up in about 15 minutes. But Ivan Raiklin's going to be back during the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today, with so much more critical information. But we got 11 minutes left in this segment. You got a lot to say, so just take over.
All right. Here's the deal. We got to focus on the future. We have a house that is friendly to getting after the deep state. You saw the clip by Congressman Dan Bishop. He's going to be on the committee known as the Church 2.0 Committee. I call it the Deep State Body Check Committee. It's going to be a subcommittee within the Judiciary Committee, which Jim Jordan is going to be heading both of them. And before I came in here a couple hours ago, I got a phone call from, let's just say, one of the members of the Judiciary Committee, one of the staff, and they reached out and said, hey, so-and-so congressman asked me to reach out so that you can share with us all the research you've done, Ivan, for the last 7 years as it applies to all the entities that we're going to need to go after. And I said, I would gladly participate in that. So here's kind of where we're, if you want to follow along in this journey and help out with it, I'm going to be articulating over the next few days in my Substack exactly what I recommend to the judiciary, to the Armed Services Committee, to the subcommittee, to the CCP committee, to the Veterans Affairs Committee, even all of these committees, what they need to be doing in order to do the massively lawfensive, the maximum thing that they can do to crush the commies within the executive branch. By name, number, transgression, date, time, everything. We're going to go after the likes of Eric Cherumilla, the whistleblower. We're going to go after the likes of Joe Pientka III, who is still running out there somewhere as an FBI senior supervisory special agent that may be still in San Francisco advising Elvis Chan to go ahead and censor Alex, myself, etc. We're going to go after every single one of these people.
Because big tech can censor, but they can't work with the government to censor. That's illegal.
Right. They can censor on their own, but when the government tells them to do it, they can't do that. Earlier today when I was at the I've had Clear and PreCheck traveling since it was created years ago. And I told the Clear lady, and I said, guess what? Well, you can basically, you know, stop me from going through the Clear system. Once the TSA down the road here is telling you that you can't clear me, now you become complicit in essentially allowing for a violation of the federal government, right? So they can do it on their own as a private entity, but once the government gets involved, particularly the federal government, that's an absolutely illegal activity, and we talked about that. So we're going to go after the TSA, the DHS. We're going to create articles of impeachment based off of that. But not only, I mean, hearings are great and all. It creates for great TV and fundraising for the campaigns of these Congress members. I could care less about that. If they do what I'm going to recommend that they do, they're going to fundraise like crazy, but I want to get to criminal referrals. Not only, obviously, if you do criminal referrals back over to the DOJ, they're going to do nothing with it, Alex.
But to the attorney generals.
We're going to go to the attorneys general. And I'm thinking that we need to identify the crimes committed by these scumbags.
And the states are already doing it. The states are moving.
In Kansas, in Texas here, you got General Paxton.
Louisiana. Florida.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about. Kansas also. We just got a brand new attorney general in Kansas by the name of...
there's more than one way to skin a cat.
So just like...
That's why we have a separation of powers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to get after it. Not only there, we're going to try to identify which counties some of these transgressions occurred. And then we're going to go to that friendly constitutional sheriff that happens to be in that county and present all the evidence to them with the power and weight of the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
And look what Jim Garrison did, almost brought down the Kennedy killing, one district attorney.
Yep.
I think we're going to have 1,000 Jim Garrisons.
And here's the beauty of it. With the truth being able to get out there, as we're monitoring this in the court of public opinion, we then get involved. Like, Congress is now open, Alex. I am able to go, and everybody else is able to go in there and essentially demand what they want their Congress member and the staff to do. There is no limitation. Everything's back open. Here's what needs to happen that hasn't happened yet. Kevin McCarthy, if you don't in the next few days do the following, then Matt Gaetz and Marjorie, you need to vacate the chair and remove Kevin McCarthy. We still haven't gotten the 14,000 hours of tape of January 6th. He did this whole little song and dance a couple days ago saying, I'll consider maybe releasing the 14,000 hours. I could care less about your consideration.
Yeah, what are they hiding?
Release them today.
Release
should
them.
Have been done the very minute that you appointed.
Should have been done 2 years ago.
Remember at two weeks ago when he appointed a sergeant at arms, and it was like 1 or 2 in the morning. That sergeant at arms should have said immediately, we're releasing the tapes. Have at it, America. Identify all the bad actors to include Nancy Pelosi, her daughter,
Alexandra. Our film crew.
Her film crew, her daughter, Alexandra. Her son-in-law, Michael.
Notice under oath, Ray Epps admitted, quote, he orchestrated it.
He did orchestrate it. And when they asked him, did you work with the FBI or law enforcement? He said no, but that still doesn't mean he didn't work with Alexandra Pelosi or Pelosi herself or her son-in-law, Michael Voss, or John Sullivan, who was the cutout between Ray Epps and Michael Voss and Nancy Pelosi's daughter. I've done the deep dive on this, Alex. I don't know how much time we got, but we basically don't have enough time to talk
about
all the details on this. Bottom line, those individuals that I just mentioned, is who I've also been investigating, other than Mike Pence. So, like, everything that I've just discussed about on all the different aspects of all the transgressions committed by not only executive branch actors, but the previous 117th House of Representatives, we're going to go after all of them. And if Kevin McCarthy is not going to play ball, guess what? We're going to make sure that he plays ball or he's removed. Because I think we won massively by putting him in the straitjacket and duct tape on his face with what I call the Terrific 20 and Real Team 6.
It was a great exercise of power.
We can now push back and demand that it occurs. And I don't know why we aren't pushing hard against the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetz, to demand. It's no longer talk of releasing the tapes. It's releasing the tapes and now going after and getting the sergeant at arms.
And notice they classified the Jan 6 fake committee, classified it for 20 years. What are they hiding? Why would they classify
everything? Absolutely.
If we're so bad, why are they classifying their full report?
Well, another thing that needs to happen is the new House under McCarthy needs to pull back on the criminal referrals of all the J6 peaceful defendants, right? And then also Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, why are they even still in the trial? Why doesn't the Speaker of the House call them in to testify for 4 seconds, rendering their criminal charge moot? I don't understand. What I'm talking about is the whole contempt piece.
They no longer contempt.
They can go into Congress and walk in and say, hey, I testify. Okay, your testimony's done. It's moot. Done. Flick it. Out.
Well, they've definitely pushed too far. I want to close out with this.
Involved in all of
this. How big is it to have all the Twitter files coming out? We know it's all the other groups doing it, but man, that's big. What's your real view on Elon Musk?
So first part, Twitter files. The lemmings are now waking up. The normies. The rhinos. They have to face reality that we were right for 3 years now on. As far as Elon Musk, I thought he was, you know, good, but let's just face it. You're not on Twitter. My original account's not on Twitter. So that should tell you, I think, a lot. I don't understand why you're not on Twitter.
Well, yeah, the really affected people aren't.
Yeah. So he's kind of walking this fine line, I guess. But bottom line, I think he's still, FBI is still coming after him. But if we escalate in the House, actually an hour ago, Elon Musk just put out a tweet saying that something about how it's possible that the FBI is going to come after him for a couple things. I can't remember the exact tweets. If you can.
Yeah, no, I respect him for what, I mean,
I respect
he's
him,
definitely
he
pissing him off.
Definitely keep going because everything that I put out was just legal analysis.
Well, I think he's really smart and he sees the globalists as weak and he just wants to take over. Well, if he took over and got out of the way of freedom, that'd be fine. We want powerful corporations that are pro-America, pro-freedom, but
I'm on the fence. I warmed up to him, but right now he said a couple weeks ago that he was going to release everybody out of Twitter jail. Well, guess what? We're still in Twitter jail.
He also said he was going to release Fauci files. Where are they?
We're still not in the
Fauci files. I think he's playing games.
But at the end of the day, he has released a lot of Twitter files.
Yeah, like 15 dumps now. Yeah, so I think the jury's, he's definitely. So
Elon Musk, reinstate Alex Jones, InfoWars. And if you want to reinstate my legal analysis, by all means, but I think Alex needs to go
on. All right, you're going to be on with Owen Schroyer in about an hour from now, in about 62 minutes. What are you going to be covering?
I think we're going to go in a little bit more deep dive. Maybe we can go in a little bit more deep dive on Pence, specific actions that we need to take with each one of these committees on bullet points. Of what.
And I think we should war game how the enemy's going to strike back, because they're losing right now, but in their mindset, and their modus operandi, they're going to double down. I'm really concerned about what
they're
doubling down.
We're going after Ray. We're going after Pence. Ray and Chris Christie and Mike Pence were the ones that teed up Christopher Ray.
Absolutely. IvanRaiklin.substack.com. Find him on Parler as well at Raiklin, RAIKLIN, and on Getter at Ivan Raiklin. Ivan, great to have you here in studio, brother.
Alex, finally.
I was going to keep going and take some of Kate Daly's time. She's great, but I forgot. I'm on Drew Hernandez's show. With the Turning Point folks, so that's big. I got to fulfill that commitment. And then I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Don't forget, Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., American Journal. He was always a great host, but he is just that show's amazing.
Next time I'm going to bring some net and a drink of Yahoo. Or Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, I think Kanye's an MK Ultra. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly. The chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their body.
Why do we know that all over the world, that people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase?
Correct.
Hmm.
And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow. Yep.
And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events, dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.